They must have lied to him. Lord Renly or Lord Stannis or somebody. They must have lied, otherwise... King Joffrey leaned forward, hands grasping the arms of the throne. Broken sword points fanned out between his fingers. He said I wasn't the king. Why did he say that? His leg was broken, Sansa replied eagerly. It hurt ever so much. Maester Pycelle was giving him milk of the poppy, and they say that milk of the poppy fills your head with clouds. Otherwise he would never have said it.
Varys said, A child's faith, such sweet innocence. And yet they say wisdom oft comes from the mouths of babes.
Treason is treason, Pycelle replied at once. Joffrey rocked restlessly on his throne. Mother?
Cersei Lannister considered Sansa thoughtfully. If Lord Eddard were to confess his crime, she said at last, we would know he had repented his folly. Joffrey pushed himself to his feet.
Please, Sansa thought, please, please, be the king. I know you are good and kind and noble. Please.
Do you have anything more to say? He asked her. Only that as you love me, you do me this kindness, my prince, Sansa said.